once in every night time, someone comes around.
I'm coming to get you.
No!
There's someone that makes sleeping difficult.
Cassie, I'm coming.
Who's there?
The Dickle Monster.
No!
That's right. Sylvester Stallone is the Dickle Monster.
I will tickle you.
What?
I'll tickle you.
What?
I'm gonna tickle you!
Daddy, help!
I'm here, Cassie. Unhand my daughter, Tickle Monster. Oh, hand to hand. Oh. Look over
go,
there.
Daddy, go!
Oh, did you?
Yay!
Is she still up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just gave her a warm bath and now she's more wide awake than I am.
Oh, she won't be so sharp for a big meeting tomorrow.
Good night, sweetie.
Night, Mommy.
Well, if I can get Carl to sleep in the next 10 minutes, you might still have a shot tonight.
Use a mallet if you have to.
Daddy.
Yeah, baby.
I'm never gonna get married.
Why not? It's not as bad as it looks.
Because I always want to live here with you.
Well, you know, one day you're gonna grow up, meet a wonderful guy, and you're gonna get married. But you and I will always be best friends.
Any more of a dork.
Cassie, you know where this girl lives, or you just think you know?
Oh, I know where she lives. I just know one way to get there, and you refuse to go that way.
Because it's a stupid way.
Yes, if you consider actually getting there, stupid.
Why don't you use a navigation thing?
Because your daughter, Sacagawea back there, doesn't know the address or the name of the street. She just knows it as the one next to the one with the fountain.
Hey, Dad, Cassie just gave you the finger.
We don't find this girl's house in the next 2 minutes.
There it is.
Okay, honey, hurry up. Go get your friend.
Sure.
Heard that.
Good.
Where are they?
She just left.
Okay. Which friend is this? A nice one?
You know, you used to know all her friends. You were funny and charming.
Well, she's 15. She doesn't want me to be charming. She finds it creepy. Oh, no. It's the too nice one.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Any friend of Cassie's is always welcome. We're a little late.
Remember, congratulate Todd on the Alpine Soda merger. Tell him the house looks great. Working something about his outfit, his haircut. Maybe he smells nice.
And lick his face?
No, don't touch it. Don't even shake his hand.
Oh, right, Mr. Stupid Germophobia.
Yeah.
There they are. Oh, Bobcat.
Teabag.
James.
Hi, Todd. Hi. Hi. Well, congratulations on Alpine Soda. Bob said you'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie. If my ex-wife looked as good as you, I'd still be in the middle of a horrible marriage.
Thank you, Todd. What a lovely compliment.
Oh, there's Laird. Laird.
So that's the young hotshot?
Yeah, Harvard MBA. We're planning to kill him.
Going in?
Cassie!
There he is. Old Laird. It would be great, you going to get me shrimp.
Not joking. Cass,
go say hi to Todd.
What for?
Because he likes you and I'll give you $20.
Can I come? I read all about him online.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Mallory. Good to see you again. Oh, Cassie Monroe.
Little Cassie. Wow, you turned into quite the young lady.
Thank you. This is my friend Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hi. Aren't you the one who got the public school system to put Pure Vibe sodas into the schools?
That was me. Cassie's dad helped. He's the head of corporate relations, but I am El Presidente.
Wow. So you're, like, personally responsible for destroying the health of millions of children.
Gretchen.
Well, I probably wouldn't put it that way.
Obesity, diabetes, cholesterol. The fat of our youth is on your hands. Wallow in it.
Keep it real.
Don't.
class. Can you chill on the desk jam?
You're boiling my vibe.
Respect. Cass, can we talk?
God, what?
I think, my bad.
Father, evil. Forgot that.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
No, not really.
Well, why did you get that skin peel?
Feels like that. Cassie was so abrasive.
Oh, Bob just came in. Let me call you back. My sister.
Oh.
Did you talk to Cassie?
Well, yeah, I tried. Still bleeding a little bit.
Well, she didn't know Gretchen was going to do that.
No, she didn't know her friend was going to throw a vat of schmaltz on my boss.
Wine or martini?
Both, with the Prozac back.
Okay.
Remember when it used to be Daddy's home? Now nothing. We watch TV in four separate rooms, and we IM each other when dinner's ready.
Well, then let's change things. Let's start while we're in Hawaii. No laptop, no BlackBerry, no business calls. Let's really go.
The what?
And you know you're not going to see them for the rest of the summer. Pearl's got camp.
Yeah, and Cassie's got college prep in Palo Alto, I know.
That's right, and they leave the day after we get back.
It's going to be the same thing in Hawaii, you know. They're only going to call us when they need money.
Well, I'm glad we're going. And don't worry so much about work. Todd loves you. You're indispensable.
I'm afraid not. I think Laird's going to get my job. He's younger, smarter, cheaper.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Here you go. To true love. Hawaii's going to be great.
You gotta cancel Hawaii.
Why?
We had a snag in the Alpine Soda merger.
Since yesterday?
One of the brothers got seller's remorse.
Gary.
Larry.
Oh.
Gary's still for it. Show him some money, he'll quack like a duck. Larry's nervous.
Todd, if I tell my wife we're not going to Hawaii, you better bear me ass up so you have a place to park your bike.
Bob.
Todd?
Bob.
Todd.
Bob. Bob. Mm-hmm. This crisis actually saved your job.
Really?
After yesterday, I figured that I gotta fire you just to maintain some respect around here. But in light of this Alpine thing, I still need you.
Bless you, Todd.
I gotta run out there Friday to make a new presentation.
I can write the presentation in Hawaii and zap it to you right away.
Laird can write me a presentation. If I tell him to, he'll live in the office. He'll shower in the damn water cooler. But you've got one thing that he hasn't got.
Soul.
No, you're good in a meeting. You've got the chutzpah. Huh. So I want you to write that presentation here in the office, and then I need you at the meeting to put this thing over. So no Hawaii.
Boulder, Colorado, Friday.
Just move your Hawaii dates.
I can't. The kids are booked the rest of the summer.
I don't see why you have a choice. You have to go to Boulder.
Agreed.
I just want to let you know that after the divorce, I'm coming after Jamie hard.
Bring jewelry.
Hey, if you get Jamie, can I have a lane?
You want a lane?
Better than nothing.
Trust me, it's not better. You know, Elaine is still mad at me for taking that vacation last year. She figures that's why I didn't get that promotion.
Oh, the RV trip.
RV trip?
Oh, the famous RV trip. Oh, can we see the pictures again?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Nobody move. Did you rent that RV?
Mom, some idiot just parked this ugly RV outside our house.
What?
Oh my God, it's your husband.
Oh, hi.
What is that?
It's an RV.
And why is it in front of our house?
We're taking it on vacation.
To Hawaii?
No, it doesn't float. Colorado.
What happened to Hawaii?
Come on, Hawaii's a winter destination. It's summer. The place I'm taking is special, and not like Uncle Mike. It's a lake, Lake Nirvana. It's where I went with my parents as a kid.
Is he kidding? Is he being funny? Because I can never tell.
Oh, come on. You've always wanted to camp, right?
Don't you see? This is what he came up with to punish me for Gretchen. I was going to surf. Nice one, Dad. Thanks.
The hotel in Hawaii has a weight room. Doesn't anybody respect my lifting schedule?
We're not campers. We don't camp.
Why not?
Why not? Well, for one thing, we like to shower.
Well, it's got a shower. Come on, you and I will go out there right now and take a shower together.
Bob, do you know where you stay when you take an RV trip?
Where?
RV camps. Honey, try to remember, we're not friendly.
Well, listen, in Hawaii, we'll never see the kids. This way, we both can spend time with them.
You need to spend time with them. I spend 9 hours a day with them, and I want Hawaii.
All right, we'll go to Hawaii. At Christmas. And it'll just be us and a lot of Jewish people. We'll have all the ham to ourselves.
Oh, I'll have to cook every night.
No, you won't, because I'll cook every night, every meal.
We were going to take naps. Hotel room, afternoon, lock the door, naps.
Oh, the good naps.
Yeah, how are we going to do that in an RV?
I'll drive slowly.
I was going to get a massage.
I'll give you a massage.
So you're going to do all the cooking, you're going to give me massages,
yeah.
And you're going to spend time with the kids.
You got it.
Did you cancel our Hawaii trip because Todd told you to? Did you volunteer us for some sort of experiment that the family travels around and drinks nothing but pure vibe soda to see if our teeth fall out?
Honey, I'm running out of time with my kids. So come on, baby. Why don't you come out in the wilderness with your big brawny man? Don't make me call for my mail order bride.
Bob.
Here's something your genius husband probably overlooked. 4 miles to the gallon? Gee, why don't we just stay home and set fire to an oil field?
There's an elegant touch.
Or we could just travel around in clown suits.
I spent the night with my head in the toilet. I'm sure it's contagious.
All right, no more details. Just email me the new proposal.
It's my couch. Move.
Make me.
Seat's better anyway.
Whatever.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Before we embark, I think we should give this beauty a name. Suggestions?
The big turd.
The big rolling turd.
In that spirit, we set forth. So, number one.
Ugh. Honey, are you sure you know how...
Trust me, okay?
Oh!
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Honey.
What?
Honey. Oh, tree?
Yeah, it's all right.
You are 31 hours from your destination.
What's that?
Roadmate 700. I call her Lola.
Make a right in 100 feet.
Thank you, Lola. She's accurate to within 10 feet.
Go straight.
No, Lola says take a right.
Well, you'll hit mall traffic. Just go straight.
50 feet.
Yeah, but she said take a right.
Well, I'm telling you to go straight.
20 feet.
Choose.
Baby, please.
Turn right.
Choose! Dad!
Turn right.
My bad.
You are 30 hours and 59
turn minutes
from your destination.
Say, Dad, this is interesting.
Unsecured items in an unlatched cabinet are a recipe for disaster. Didn't you read this?
No, I was too busy thinking of all the ways that we're going to have fun, Cass.
Dad, somebody's stealing the RV.
No, Carl. Nobody's stealing. It's just rolling backwards with no one in it.
Oh, yeah!
Well, my bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, Saul.
Irv.
Irv.
Saul.
I don't know where the hell I got Saul. Well, thanks.
Good news.
I'm adopted.
Good one.
No, thanks to my technically proficient and charmingly amusing description, Saul.
Irv.
The dealer said we probably damaged the parking gear interlock and the emergency brake. We had that little mishap, you know, when Mom distracted me. We were pulling out of the driveway. But the real brakes, you know, the driving brakes, the ones we use when we're moving, they're fine. They're not just fine, they're brilliant. All we have to do is every time we park the RV, we have to put two big blocks or chocks under the rear wheel. We'll be perfect. Thanks for the help. Okay, everybody, come on. It'll be fun. Let's go. Miles and smiles.
This is the worst I've ever been treated. Where do you get married?
Thank you.
Everybody, let's get aboard the big rolling turd.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed, and a three-eighty-nine. Listen to her attacking the ground.
Turn it on, run it up, blow it up. GTO.
Wah, 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 yeah, yeah, little GTO. Wah, 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 yeah, yeah, little GTO. Wah, wah, little GTO.
Why, boys, make some noise. Let them know that we are right here. Why, boys, make some noise.
Pound, pound.
Let them know we ain't going nowhere.
Can't stay at school.
Oh, folks, say no. Come in and ride it, ride it. Why, boys, make some noise.
Let them know we ain't going nowhere.
I got you all like old boy who's a
dad.
Why,
why?
Hello, Mom. I'm your boy.
As a doctor's in the
bottle. Jay, Mom. Why,
whatever it takes to make you come to the senses.
Have you, grab you, till you're sore. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom.
Wind it up.
Blow it up.
Hey,
Mom.
Whatever it takes to make
was easy.
Now what do we do?
Hey, I know. Let's go to the beach and go surfing.
Wait a minute. I forgot.
We're not in Hawaii. We're where NASA faked the moon landing.
Wait a minute. Will you see this? It's called a pop-out. Hold on.
Whee!
Whoa, where are you? Ta-da! How cool is that?
Macarena cool.
Hey. You guys want to see a movie? But where?
Forgive my youthful ignorance, but don't you need to hook up the big rolling turd to the electricity for that?
Yes, I do.
I gotta take a crap.
Time to break in the pooper.
You are so disgusting.
Sewage tank is overflowing.
And it's not even our sewage, it's leftover.
It's not a national emergency. We'll go to the place where you dump the sewage and we'll dump the dump. Now, come on, let's all go.
You know, as appealing as that sounds, I think I'm gonna pass, but thank you. And don't forget, you're making dinner.
Sure, Dad. I'd love to clean somebody else's crap out of the RV instead of being in Hawaii.
Can I come?
Not only can you come, you could dump the sewage.
Really?
Yeah. It's gonna be a regular Field of Dreams moment for us, buddy. Piece of cake.
Be a while, mister?
Oh, well, that depends. If I can get this hose attached to this outlet, I'll be right out of here.
Ah.
What's the deal?
Guy needs to attach a hose.
Turn it.
What's up?
I'm gonna attach a hose.
I thought he was trying to hook up a hose.
Well, maybe get on the loudspeaker.
That there's the wrong hose. It's that there one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the coupling.
You're right.
That one right there.
There you go.
Oh. You need another hose.
Yeah, I guess, but, long enough, but,
You gotta get one of them, bayonet couplings, you know?
He hasn't got one.
Well, he's got himself a Y coupling right there.
Yeah, that'll do the trick.
Y coupling. Oh, Y coupling. It's a Y.
Oh,
I see.
One potato.
Alrighty.
Two potatoes. Okay. There we go.
Well, listen, I'm no expert in waste management, but won't the fecal matter come out the top hole there?
No, you just got to hold it up in the air like this. There you go. A little bit high. There you go.
Oh, like that, there.
There you go.
Okay, you sure this is going to work?
Heck yeah, man. It's basic hydraulics.
Okay, Archimedes.
Hey, Jojo.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Turn it on!
That sure didn't work.
We need a hose spreader.
Who's got one?
Gornicky, I think. I'll get it.
I'll get some music.
Oh, no.
Some of those tortilla chips.
We got some leftover sausages.
Bring them.
No, you folks really don't need to have a parade or something. I don't want to impose.
Oh, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. We are going to get this fixed up for you, buddy.
Sure this will hold?
Hey, man, why would they sell you a hose spreader if you couldn't spread the hose? Huh?
It's getting the hole.
Come on. Open her up, Jojo!
It's blocked. I'll flush the line.
Dad.
Son, maybe now's the time to confess to you that Dad's not the master of all things.
Yeah, I kind of got that when you started taking advice from morons.
Yeah. All we need is a banjo.
Oh, man. He didn't even open it up all the way. See? No worries.
Yep. Oh. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Toad.
Yeah, I'm still pretty sick.
Where's my presentation?
Presentation? Oh, I think it's some of the best work I've ever done. Not to toot my own horn, but... Yeah. You have it in your email Thursday morning.
Thursday?
No, that's not soon enough. Tomorrow will be great. Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, dude, that is nasty.
Don't worry, I'll get another hose. Fire in the hole!
Here's where you made your critical mistake. You listened to anything Howie and JoJo said. Nice boys, but they're a couple pliers short of a tool chest.
They're not the ones covered in fecal matter.
That's a good point. Travis Gornicky.
Bob Monroe.
Yeah, let's postpone that handshake till we get you cleaned up.
Clean enough to use your own shower.
Bob? The vehicle's all cleaned up, Daddy.
Ah, nice work, son.
Thank you, boys.
Welcome, Mr.
Sure, no problem, Mr. Monroe.
Look, can I offer you a...
No!
Bob wouldn't think of it. We're neighbors.
Dad, moments to know, what happened to you?
He was covered in turd.
Oh, I know the feeling. Moments to know when you're gonna cook dinner.
Well, you tell your mother when I'm good and ready, that's when.
I'll tell her.
Tell her I'm good and ready. Well, thanks.
Hey, it's a pleasure hosing you down, Bob.
Ditto.
Hey, Dad, why can't they have dinner with us?
You know, aside from the stink, I don't see why not. Why don't you come on over? Tuesday's meatloaf. Then afterwards, we can sit around and watch Ernest Goes to Jail.
It is funny.
Well, it's a classic.
Yeah, we're gonna make a whole night of it.
I wish I could, but I promised my family I'd make my special dish, shish kebab.
Oh, that's good! Well, another time, then. Huh?
Yeah, try to keep me away.
Okay.
Carl!
Honey, how's it going?
Great, baby.
Okay, well, how long? Because we're starving.
4 hours. Maybe longer, if you keep asking.
What?
It's a small oven, and I'm having to do the potatoes with a hairdryer set on high. Hey, who wants to go to a party? Here we are. Hope we're not late.
No!
Well, Bob said we were invited.
Of course you were.
Well, then here we are. We're hungry.
All right. Mary Jo, our company's here.
What company?
The ones that are close enough to hear you yelling, darling.
Oh. Well, hi.
Hi.
Honey, help me.
Now we got you here, darling. Let's see. Earl and Billy you met.
Hi, I'm Earl.
And I'm not.
My wife, Mary Jo, and my daughter, Moon.
Hey, y'all.
Well, Moon, that's kind of a hippie name, like Moon, Rainbow, Bong.
She was named after Warren Moon. He was a quarterback of the Houston Oilers.
Well, this is my wife, Jamie. Cassie, my daughter. My son, Carl.
Named after Karl Marx. Socialist, some would say the father of modern communism.
Unless I'm going up, I got blood pouring out of my eyes. I looked up, I said, ooh, is that lovely? Oh.
Next day, we were married in Juarez. 9 months later, out popped Earl.
Oh. So, you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, actually, I'm engaged.
Unlikely.
So, where are you guys from? Where do you hang your hat?
Behind the wheel of that bus.
Really?
Full-timer, USA.
Really? Well, how do Moon, Earl, and... Not Earl. Go to school.
Homeschool.
Oh.
I hope you don't find this next question too personal, but how do you...
Make a living? Various ways. Let's see, we made $25,000 and we turned in Mary Jo's stepdad.
In prison, he's getting the help he needs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've almost forgot. Mary Jo makes a living. I mean, she earns $60,000 a year without ever leaving that bus.
Really? Hooking?
Funny.
I'm a mobile sales rep for Happy Max. Y'all seen the infomercials for our musical car horns?
No.
No, I don't think we have.
Billy White Shoes, blow that horn. Watch this.
Wait for it.
I love it every time. Wow. That's fantastic. That was...
Whoa.
Jamie, are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yes.
When there's not a sale.
Let me hook you up with Happy Max. I got a rep bag in the bus.
Oh.
Plus, I represent Lovely Lily Beauty Products.
Mary Jo's a trained cosmetologist.
You know what? If you're still here tomorrow, I'm going to give you a complete free total makeover.
Oh, you know.
A $39 package, absolutely free.
Oh, that'd be good, honey.
No.
You know what? I'm going to work on you the whole day tomorrow.
There you go, little lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't eat meat.
Well, I know. I heard you talking. That's why I brought you this here. There ain't no meat in it.
Oh, no meat? You hear that, Cass? No meat. Thank you. That's lovely.
That's right. It's all organs.
Mm-hmm.
Deer organs? They're fresh, too. I run him over this morning. The rest of it's curing in the bedroom. But the stomach, brains, and pancreas, we just toss that into the stew, cause in this heat, it doesn't keep. Little lady...
There's my girl.
Dad, can we please go?
Yes. You know, thank you so much for the invitation. This has been great. A lot of fun.
Dad, listen.
Oh, whoa. This is kind of our family theme song. Kid, come on. Get up there. Go. Hurry up. Get the, you know.
Oh, they're going to love
it. Oh, little mommy's got a whole song and dance kind of thing working out. You just hang on.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Come on, move. Come on.
Aww.
Here we go.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Got line out the way we practice.
Here we go. I've got a never-ending love for you.
Never-ending love from now on. That's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you.
My love for you.
From the first time we met, I've sung my never-ending song of love for you, my love for you.
I never grow tired of that song. Last time I heard, I was buck naked in a field with a road flare.
Dad. Yeah.
Big travel day tomorrow.
Where are y'all headed?
Away. Mount Washington, Colorado.
Just fantastic to have met you.
Same here. Yeah. Hope we see you again.
How about breakfast tomorrow?
Bagels and deer testicles?
Oh, yeah, she's funny. Just like you.
To have breakfast, but we're early risers.
Well, that's true. 6 a.m. work for you.
Oh, we'll be long gone by then.
Yeah. Oh. Trust us.
Bob.
Kevin.
Oh, friendly folks.
Yeah, they're nice people.
Oh.
Hi, Billy. I'm just,
Wow. You sure got a nice one.
What?
That's a nice laptop.
Oh, thanks. What are you doing up?
I have a sleep disorder. I haven't slept since I was 5.
So you just wander around the campground?
Yeah, I don't really mind. It's the only time I have alone. Well, see ya.
Morning.
Good morning, Miss Monroe.
Going a whole 12 miles an hour.
Then pass him.
Kids, leave him alone. He's not that good a driver.
Really?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We need gas. And I really have to go to the bathroom.
You know, we have one of those.
Yeah, but after my last little shower of sadness, I...
Okay, do what you have to do.
Oh, I've got an ICBM coming. If there's a poop fairy, I can make a lot of money.
Be a while, baby. It's an 80-gallon tank.
Dad, you in here?
Carl, I just need a minute.
Sure, only the RV's rolling away.
Be right up.
Bob!
Jervis.
Yeah, I think you got a little problem with your vehicle. I'm no expert, but I think it's your parking gear interlock and your emergency brake.
How did you...
It's a miracle. We pulled in a second and started rolling away.
Isn't that something? Y'all want to hear about the time Jesus saved us from a tornado?
Oh, it's a great story.
You know, I'd love to, but I was in the little boy's room taking care of business when Carl interrupted me, but Jamie'd love to hear it.
Oh. Well, it seemed just like yesterday.
Too big, you know? I mean, I don't want to look freakish. No. What is this?
It's a list of places between here and Colorado that sell organic health food. I got it last night off the internet.
Oh, that was really thoughtful.
What are you listening to?
Nothing. So, Billy was blown right out of that tree, and right before he hit the ground, from out of nowhere, comes this queen-size Simmons mattress, slides right under him, and cushions his fall.
Saved his life. Plus, we needed the mattress.
I have a backpack.
So, you folks want to join us for breakfast?
We...
ate.
Mr. Monroe, I was just telling Earl Moon about that neat laptop you were using.
When were you using a laptop?
At work, all the time. I was just telling him that...
When did he see you using one?
You know, we'd love to join you for breakfast.
Somebody's right.
Welcome to my world.
Why don't you guys go on in and get that table? We'll be right back.
All right, come on, kids.
We're ditching them?
Absolutely.
So, because you told them we were early risers, we had to get up at 5:30 to avoid the Gornikis,
right,
which we managed not to do anyway because... you refused to use the bathroom on the RV that you rented.
You're just determined to have a bad time, aren't you?
We all are, Dad.
Not me. I embrace every challenge. Oi.
Honey, maybe they just got some bad news and had to leave.
You're a sweet woman, Mary Jo. It's what I love about you, but them folks ditched us.
Oh, Trav, honey, pull over. Let's pull over. He looks like a folk singer.
to the Gorniki bus.
You a folk singer.
Cass, can you turn on the oven for me?
I'm so bored. I could actually throw up from how bored I am.
I brought games. Sorry, Monopoly, Twister. Come on, it'll be fun.
Good.
Did you turn on the oven?
No.
I'll do it.
Guess not.
Well, what's the plan? Let's give him Carl. Maybe he'll eat him and leave.
Let's give him you. Maybe he's on the South Bitch diet.
Good one.
Okay, hey.
Hey,
come on.
Did you see what the raccoon's doing? He's playing head games. He wants to divide and conquer us. We have to hang together. Stay strong.
Just get rid of it.
Just me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey! Come on, Blue. There's coons in there. Come on, boy.
Bob.
Roof. Go get it, boy. Roof.
Bob.
Roof. Just kidding. I'm going in. Is anyone going to stop me? Dad, don't. Raccoon might have rabies. Nothing? Not a word?
Not really.
Daddy?
Yeah, baby.
Don't hurt him.
I am entering the RV. Still no sign. I'm going towards the oven door. I'm opening the up.
Oh my God! There's more than one!
You guys, he's just joking around.
We need a new plan.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Even rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where do you go? Rock and roll. Pull into the drive-in, find a place to park. Hop into the back, see where you know it's nice and dark. Just about to move in, thinking it's a breeze.
All right, let's go. You're off the Gorniki bus.
I didn't steal it. I found it.
Well, now you lost. That's why they didn't come to breakfast. He lost his computer, now he needs it, and they went off all frantic to find it.
I was quick to think the worst. I'm filled with chagrin.
Oh, honey. What is that?
It's a stink bomb. I got it from the guy in the office. It cost me $175. I can get this for $5 online. I know it.
You're going to set that off in the RV?
He assured me it's not toxic. It's just noxious, like Grandpa Ted. Don't let her. Suck on this, Rocky!
Whoa, whoa!
Yeah! Run, critters! Yeah, there's more where that came from, you little bandit! Yeah! I'm not so ill-equipped to handle an emergency as some people may think.
No one said you were ill-equipped.
You know it, baby.
How long does this last? Up to 6 hours.
Well, it's a beautiful evening. Let's sit outside and enjoy nature.
Gee, why don't we huddle under the awning? Oh, we can't! Dad tore it off back in Nevada! Well, why don't we just get underneath the umbrella?
Oh, that's right.
Dad fed it to the raccoons.
Table for four, no smoking.
Wipe your feet.
See, that's why you should study, so you can get good grades and go to a big party school. Hey, Dad,
how come you never got a pool table for the house?
Because of the generalissimo over there. We had one before you were born in the dining room, but then, you know, you get a job, you start inviting people over for dinner, you have a family.
So life used to be fun.
It was fun, but then something happened that was a lot more fun. We got the George Foreman smokeless grill.
Okay.
It's fine. Let's just go to sleep. You're up. Will you make the coffee?
Loved.
Thank you. Do you want me to drive?
Pretend to talk to
paint guns. Honey, pull ahead. We'll put one across the bow.
You know, seeing you drive this thing is really turning me on.
You can come up now.
Where did you learn to drive like that?
How do you think I get the kids to school on time?
What a shame. If we had their address, we could just ship it to them.
Well, we do know where they're headed. Mount Watson, Colorado.
You know, if you wore clothes that fit, you wouldn't look like a 10-year-old.
That's how I roll.
Oh! Oh, sweet.
You say something, Frodo?
No, I was just saying how that guy shacked you over there. We got 2-on-2, right?
Look, why don't you find an under 2-foot lead?
Why don't you trade that thing in on top of your neck for a face?
No. I'm gonna floss you over here.
Let's go, man. Bring it. Come on.
Yo, my mobile homeboys. What's tripping in the wood?
This termite belong to you?
Yo, don't my go. Man C. Easy. This is my man C. He's small but ferocious. But you dogs, you're hardcore. Where are you from?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. In the zone of y'all. That's a hardcore hood. But if you want to take on my man C here, go ahead. Because, you know, he's fierce. He's going to come up in your face. He's going to major damage you. You're going to walk away, maybe limp. But I say talk to the hand, call waiting. Because he's out. Boy, is out. I can't restrain him because I'm conversating you right now to give him a chance to cool down, to get back to a realistic level, as it were. Because we could be chilling in our crib, not just on this mobile home thing, representing Malibu and Westwood, you know, mauling it like we all can, boys to mensch. Pimp my Mercedes, call me back, put you on hold. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta go.
Mm-hmm. You better, man. Don't make me call my lawyer, because I'll audit.
Aren't you glad Dad came? They're about to kick your butt.
Carl, that's not helpful.
Carl!
Carl, it occurs to me that you and I haven't had too many warm Seventh Heaven kind of dialogues in the last year.
You're busy a lot.
Yeah, but not too busy to notice that you are sensitive about your size. I'll bet you $1,000 right now you'll grow up bigger than me.
I've seen pictures of you when we were my age. You were huge. Huh. You were shaving already.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. See, I achieved maturity very early. I stopped growing after the 8th grade. But you have the other body type. You're like my friend John Vigosian. When he was 16, he had a 9-inch summer.
How do you mean that?
You grew very tall very quickly, and so will you. And you're being proactive. You're lifting weights. And when you grow up that big, you know what we'll do?
What?
We'll enter father-son extreme fighting competitions.
All right.
And you'll have to push the wheelchair. But we'll get him high and we'll get him low.
Need a man? Need a black and hot dog? I'm gonna add a little heat right now. Give me a little heat there, a little heat, a little pepper there. Yeah, come on, big guy. Hey! All right. Howdy, baby. Kids, dinner's gonna be a little late because... Sorry. False alarm. Buzzing is not me. Hello.
Before you hang up on me again, we need to talk.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. Signal. Hold on 1 second. Signal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Todd, did you get the proposal?
Not bad.
My Laird didn't like it very much.
Who cares what Laird thinks?
I do. He's young, Bob.
We'll talk about it tonight on the plane.
Well, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, I flew in last night because, you know, it's a mile high here and I want to get acclimated and...
You know, you don't want to have a nosebleed in the middle of a presentation. It could be a little embarrassing.
So, I'll see you there. Here.
Oh, Mom, he's suffering.
Oh. Honey, can I help?
Oh. No, honey. No, don't come down here.
Oh, boy, I'm just going to try and clean up a little... Oh! Ow! Don't use bark.
Oh, these are great.
Oh, yeah, there it is. That does the trick.
turns. Nature's broom.
Honey, no, you can't go on like this. It's 10 miles.
No, I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
You won't. We'll go tomorrow.
No. No, tomorrow we go to the lake. Listen, I'll stay here. You go on.
I don't know it.
Go. It's a beautiful hike.
Oh, guys.
Come on, kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Because, oh, I'm trying to make it back to the RV. I'm okay. Got my furs. Get. Oh, okay. I'm okay. Go on. Go on, you guys. Save yourself.
What are you driving?
Cadillac of RVs, Todd. You know, we should go over at Laird.
Yeah, I decided to go with Laird's presentation. But, you know, hang around, tell a few jokes, keep things lively.
You got it. Yeah.
Hi there.
Larry Morfine.
Gary Morfine?
Cute dog.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetie.
Oh, you girl.
Todd?
No.
Hi, Bob.
Laird.
Hi, Laird.
Gary, Laird. So, fellas, we'll have a little nosh and we'll hear your presentation.
I know Tammy's not here yet, our assistant.
So we'll eat slow.
Okay.
Come on.
Gentlemen.
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry I'm late. Oh, God. You guys have all just got to see the circus before it leaves.
It's good, huh?
It was amazing.
Whoa. So, oh, of course. I believe you folks have a presentation for us.
Yes. Laird. Good luck.
In 1985, Pure Vibe Soda completed a friendly takeover of Mr. Twinkle Iced Tea. Today, Mr. Bernard Twinkle is worth an estimated $91 million. And that was with a profit definition not as favorable as the one Pure Vibe is offering. Alpine Soda, if you turn to chart number one.
I'm sorry, is this just going to be about money?
No, it's stocks.
Other than money, why should we change from a local, family-oriented business to become subsidiary to a national brand?
Yeah. Other than money?
Right.
Yeah.
Gary? Larry? 50 years ago, if you walked down any street in America on a warm Monday night, thanks, Larry, you'd hear I Love Lucy coming out of every house on every block. And I'm not speaking about conformity. I'm talking about, isn't it great when every once in a while America falls in love with something together? Now, that could happen here. You have a terrific product. Now, money aside, how do you think Walter Frederick Morrison felt every time he walked by a park and he'd see people throwing a frisbee and the dog doing all the work? Now, if Pure Vibe takes Alpine National, I think we have a chance to let America fall in love with something again.
What's your hurry, Bob? Why don't you stay and bask in the glow of my gratitude?
I gotta get the RV back right now, Todd, or I have to pay for a full day.
Well, just picture me hugging you.
Thanks.
Officer, excuse me. What's going on?
Landslide. We're diverting through I-70.
I-70? Take hours. Isn't there another way around Mount Watson?
Diablo Pass, but you're not going to make it in that rig.
Yeah.
right. This is really amazing.
Yeah. Poor Dad. Should we cut this short and go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are not on any marked road.
I know that, Lola.
Make a U-turn at the next legal opportunity.
I can't!
Cheeks, tighten them buns. Come on, now we having fun.
Big ol' rolling turd coming through.
Coming through!
You are not on any marked road.
Shut up! Keep rolling.
We got back so soon.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Why are you lying on the ground?
Honey, there's something I need to tell you. I needed a little fresh air after my incident.
And how are you now?
Good. Really good, good. Oh, yeah. Oh,
hello, Bob, Bob Marino, Bobcat.
Yeah? Teeny tiny wrinkle dinkle. Larry wants to come back at noon tomorrow and make your pitch to the whole company, all their employees. If the majority want the merger, it's a done deal.
What?
We don't need him. I can do this. Give me another chance. I mean, kick this son of a bitch to the uprights.
I'll do it. I'm there.
Great. You're spitting on me.
Hey, Dad, maybe we can go to Yellowstone on the way home.
Oh, I'd love to go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, Dad, can't we?
Absolutely. Come on, I want to show you something wonderful.
Hard to forget this place. My dad was so moved by it, he said, you know, a snack stand up here would do tremendous. My mom, always supportive. And who's going to run it, Alan? You? My dad. Why don't you blow it out your big, saggy rear end, Helen? Can't buy memories like that. Or like this. Hey, you know, I should take the RV to get the emergency brake fixed before we head to L.A.
Yeah, good idea.
And you guys don't want to hang around some dingy garage. Why don't you wait here by the lake, enjoy the view. I'll drive to Boulder, I'll be back in an hour, and we'll have a big picnic. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. Guys, tell your dad what you wanted to tell him.
Thank you for taking us on this trip.
Can't go there.
Better than Hawaii?
Yeah, better than Hawaii.
Come here and give Big Daddy a hug. Come on.
Wait.
Oh, God, you'll be too big soon.
Dad.
Fast you'll be in college.
Dad!
What?
The RV's rolling away!
No! Come on, God, no! Oh, no!
Dad, let him go!
Go! Oh.
Mom!
Oh, God.
Mom! Oh. Mom, what are you doing?
How am I going to get to the meeting?
What meeting?
The Alpine merger. Sweetheart, you'll never guess what happened yesterday.
You weren't really sick.
Not really.
This is about work.
Mm-hmm.
You brought us out here on vacation because it was close to a business meeting?
You're getting warmer.
The Alpine soda merger.
Bingo.
So you lied to me from the very beginning.
I mean, since we were first married?
No, since when you first brought home the RV.
That time, yeah.
This has nothing to do with you wanting to be with your family.
So you just used us?
You wouldn't understand, Missy.
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty smart. Why don't you explain it to her? And Carl, too.
Kids, life is hard. Not the TiVo in my room is not working hard, but making a living because you're responsible for the people you love hard. You know what it's like to be 50 and people are already digging a hole to bury your career in?
Okay, Bob.
Oh, all right, that's a little rough. You're right. Cassie, where do you want to go to college?
Stanford.
Carl, where's that camp you're going next week?
Alaska.
Alaska. And you, Princess of Pasadena, how much do you think that little fixer-upper of ours cost?
Who has to ride a $4,000 bicycle?
I have to ride a custom bike because my hips aren't aligned. Are you happy now the kids know that their old man's a freak? Now listen, I have to get to that meeting or I lose my job and we lose a lifestyle. Now let's split up two by two and look for help. Carl, come with me.
I'm good.
Cassie? Adieu.
Job.
The kids like selling fruit on the freeway.
You know what's scary is that this is rush hour.
Mom, there's never going to be any other cars on this road.
Oh, my God.
Where's your husband?
Don't ask. Could you possibly take us to an airport?
What's all this?
Oh, I gotta study for my stupid placement test.
Oh, like some sort of vocational training?
College.
How old are you?
15 and a half. I jumped a grade. Moon, though, she skipped two grades.
So, you guys are smart.
I'm gonna be unemployed. I'm gonna have to sell my liver for cash.
And then he just rode out of the lake.
Yeah, this one really snuck up and bit me right on a seat meat. I thought Bob was good people.
Does anybody have a vomit bag?
Are you sick?
Big time. Cassie and Earl are making out.
What?
Don't worry, I got him in the rearview mirror. Boy, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Like father, like son.
Hey!
Listen, I have to admit something. Bob wasn't the only one trying to avoid you. I was too.
Yeah, I don't mean to shock you, but we ain't everybody's cup of sunshine.
Well, it was you, but it was mostly us. You didn't exactly catch the Monroes at their best.
Yeah, I had a feeling you was having troubles.
Yeah, here's the thing. You start off happy and stupid, and then you become associates in the marriage business. Did the plumber come? You take Carl to soccer. I'll pick up your dad from the doctor's office. Until you don't even remember what brought you together in the first place. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Anyway, in the last few days, I caught a glimpse of the old us, and I was happy.
I better get directions so I can take you folks where you need to be.
That's working it.
Listen to her tackle up now. Listen to her whine. Come on, turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. Yeah, yeah, little GTO. Yeah, yeah, little GTO. Yeah, little GTO. Yeah, little GTO.
The hike was actually so intense, there was a few parts where I had to carry my mom and sister down the hill. I think I might have pulled a muscle.
Where?
In the woods.
Gonna save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know. Yeah, 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 I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down.
Gonna turn it on, wind it up,
blow it out, GTO.
Are you an idiot? Do you want your children to see their father bouncing down the highway?
What are you doing with the Partridge family?
What are you doing on top of the
chasing you. You win. I blew off my job because I can't live without you. You happy?
I never asked you to blow off your job. I just wanted you to be honest with me.
Honest? Like Todd's gonna fire me if I go to Boulder honest? Screw Hawaii honest.
Oh, I see. You think that if you told me you were in trouble and your job was in jeopardy that I'd give you a hard time about it?
No crying. That's cheating.
Do you think I'm some horrible witch that doesn't care? I do care. I care a lot. In fact, I hate you, jerk.
I didn't want you to know I was in trouble. You and Cassie and Carl, you mean everything to me. What you think about me is the most important thing in the world. I didn't want to fail.
If you don't know how I feel about you after 19 years of marriage, then I must be a failure as a wife.
Then you admit you're the problem.
You mean more to me than just a paycheck.
That's good, because I won't be getting one for a while. I missed that meeting.
No, you didn't. Come on, Bob. Come here.
It's a Christmas miracle.
No, it just sounded like this is where your wife needed to be, so that's where I brought her.
Travis has never been one to mind his own business.
Travis, some of my behavior on this trip might be misconstrued as an insult.
It did come off a tad abrasive.
Well, I was wrong. It takes a small man to admit it. And you're a big man. And I don't just mean...
I understand a metaphor, Bob. See, I went to Stanford.
You big slug! I love you! Who loves this big slug? I love you, you big slug!
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
A little dramatic, don't you think, Bob? Showing up at the last possible minute. You look horrible. Let's go.
Dad?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I guess you're under a lot of pressure, and I know I could have been less trouble. And in your own nerdy way, you're kind of cool.
Bob?
Yeah?
I'm hating this.
Dad?
Yeah?
I get it.
What?
Sometimes if you want to succeed, you have to just do what they tell you.
Bob!
This is the big one, Bobcat. Base is loaded.
Got it.
You hit a grand slam on this. It's big raise, promotion, bonus, and I personally pushed a Laird down a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, this is Bob. Remember, charming and funny?
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I just came down that mountain, and next time I'll use a road. I guess you guys didn't get the memo about extreme casual. I love your wilderness so much I decided to wear it. Easy, Todd. It's been kind of a wild journey getting here. If you ever want to really find out about yourself, put your family in an RV and drive. I've seen some amazing stuff. I've fought wild raccoons and won. I've been in the desert to a place where it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. And I met this weird family. I mean, boy, they were strange. You know, whenever a big white man picks up a banjo, my cheeks tighten. In the dictionary under Hootenanny, it says, see them. And you know what's strange about them? They're just honest, good people, and it's an honor to have them as friends. Harry, Larry. It's a nice company you have here. It's your baby. I bet at the birth of your baby, you were kind of scared, right? Excited, but scared. And you didn't know how it was going to turn out. And next thing you know, it's up and walking, and you're trying to raise it. And sometimes you didn't know what the hell you were doing, but you pretended like you did. And next thing you know, your baby's grown. It's bigger, older, more complicated, difficult to deal with. But here's the deal. You care about it just as much. Because you nurtured it, and part of you's in it, and you're proud of it. You love it more than ever. And
right now you have to make a decision of whether you want to merge your family with the Pure Vibe family. And I guarantee your stocks are going to split and you're going to have money you won't know what to do with. And your company's going to grow. You'll be bigger than a woman in bicycle shorts at Disneyland. And you'll be able to get all that stuff, like the ski boat, a $4,000 bike, maybe even a barca lounger that, you know, massages your ass and blows smoke at the same time. Bottom line here, Gary, Larry, if you want to merge Alpine and Pure Vibe, I promise you, you're making the worst decision of your entire life.
Oh, this guy is a disgruntled employee. Couldn't keep up with the younger talent. Look at him. He's off his meds. Finished. His own daughter assaulted me in my home.
I did not. It was my friend, and she did it because Pure Vibe has one of the worst environmental records in the industry.
Why are these kids here?
Plus, last year, you guys outsourced for cheaper labor to other countries. Why did they?
Let her go, Todd.
I'll let her go. I'll let you go. You're fired.
Yo, dog.
Carl.
Hero.
Todd, I quit.
Snow on the ground.
Hey, it's leftover from last winter. At 9,500 feet, it doesn't melt. It's glacial.
We don't have chains.
Don't need them. They're for the winter, not July.
Well, I see snow.
Hey, Dad, are we poor?
You know, Carl, there's a lot of ways to measure a family's wealth. I think a family's love.
I was talking about money.
We're dirt poor.
Why don't we sell the house?
Yeah, we could all live in the big rolling tour to be homeschooled.
Yeah, we'll spend every minute together, just like the Gornickies. That just sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Chains, four-wheel drive.
Thanks. Officer, good day. I know what you're going to say. Where are your chains? Well, sir, this is no ordinary RV. It's part ATV, part SUV, and certified by the DMV. It's got positive traction, dyno flow, pretty much control traction with me in control. It's got heated rims. Wish I had those. Okay. License and registration, sir. Oh, there it is. I believe that was the rental agreement. We had a little bit of a mishap at the lake. I lost my wallet. My name is Bob Monroe, and,
we got him. We're just ahead of you.
Got me? Officer, I know she may look unsafe, but she's tough. She likes to be rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah, she spent 2 days in the lake and they had to fish her out.
It means a lot to us. We couldn't abandon it.
Yeah, it's like a big ugly pet, really.
You got him. Thanks, Sam. We owe you one.
We've been chasing you all morning, Bob.
I just took one soda.
No, we just want you to know we're going national.
Well, good luck.
With you? We want you to join us at Alpine Beverages.
You offer me a job?
Yeah.
Yes, he'll take it.
She's a tough negotiator.
You just really seem to get us, like a harmonic convergence.
Dad, you forgot something.
Baby, don't interrupt Daddy's handsome new bosses, okay?
Sure, but the RV's rolling away.
Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. Amarillo,
for you.
Get kicked with the hits out of room. 6 days.